A St. Petersburg Times poll released today shows that 57% of city voters support the idea of a downtown waterfront baseball park. That's with no city tax dollars being spent for it. If city taxes are part of the deal, the poll finds solid opposition of 69%. As of now, the Tampa Bay Rays are not asking for any new city funding. They are asking for $60 million in sales tax rebates, an idea that several state lawmakers say they are not in support of granting. St. Petersburg citizens will be asked next November to vote on allowing for development along the waterfront. The proposal was to expand the site of Al Lang Field, which currently holds less than 10,000 seats. Carl Nurse is a community activist in St. Petersburg. He thinks the move will be difficult because of what needs to fall into place.
There's four deals I have to make work. The easiest sell is the voters of St. Pete. And, you know, and they told me that as far as the voters of St. Pete were concerned, they weren't asking for the voters to pay any more than they've been paying. Just keep paying what you've been paying and essentially give us the equity in the land. The problem gets harder as you go up the chain.
Up the chain is the funding from the state. The Rays would need $60 million of sales tax rebates to be approved by state legislators. And it appears they're working overtime to ingratiate themselves, at least with the Tampa Bay delegation. Recently, the Rays sent custom jerseys and baseball caps to state legislators. But some of those legislators are returning the free gear after attorneys for the House and Senate said they needed to return them. And earlier this year, the Rays invited state legislators from the Tampa area to attend a Rays game in corporate boxes. As part of the financing for the $450 million proposed ballpark, Rays owner Stuart Sternberg has pledged to contribute $150 million to the park's construction, leaving roughly $240 million to be raised elsewhere. The Rays hope to sell their current home, Tropicana Field, and take the proceeds from that to help pay off the new park. Neighborhood activist Carl Nurse says that aspect of the deal may be the most problematic of them all.
You know, there's not very many people that, you know, are prepared to pay a couple hundred million dollars for land, which is what they need. Now, I can see it's a big chunk of land on the edge of downtown, and maybe they can get that. But that's what makes it difficult, is you have to get all those things to work.
St. Petersburg House Representative Richard Kreisman said he doesn't know much about the details of the park, but hopes it incorporates green building designs if it does go forward.
There's a whole lot I think all of us need to learn about this project. It's very early, and you know, I think it wouldn't be fair for me to say, oh, I'm in favor of it or I'm opposed to it without having more information. But certainly I hope that if the project does move forward, that they'll take into consideration ways to build it as green as they can and to be as efficient energy from an energy standpoint as they can.
For years, Carl Nurse was the president of CONA, the Council of Neighborhood Associations in St. Petersburg. WMNF asked him what he's heard from St. Pete residents about the proposed park.
I would say cautious skepticism. It's a lot of money. You know, we've taken the Kool-Aid before that, you know, that baseball will make all these differences, and we now know that, you know, it will have some impact, but the impact that it has is less than a new team always tells you.
The Rays still owe over $100 million to the city of St. Petersburg and Pinellas County to pay back construction costs for Tropicana Field. St. Pete Democrat Rick Kreisman says nothing will happen without the acquiescence of St. Petersburg voters.
And if the voters of this community say, yeah, we want this, then I think it's incumbent on the Rays to build a green stadium.